sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. We've done a lot of different stuff this morning. If you've been with me, you know, we started out the day talking about CGR Wellness. I replayed some very significant interviews that I did with Tim Sheff. And by the way, please get signed up at CGRWellness.com. I tell you that not just because of what it will do relative to supporting the ministry, but I tell you because these products here work. They really, honest to goodness, work. I was just popping these apple cider vinegar gummies in the break, and I'm energized again. They work. They're healthy. They go through significant laboratory testing to make sure that the products are pure. Take it from a guy who's died four times, who still needs these products to be able to be here with you every day. And I don't know if you have heard this, but I'm told by friends, I'll talk to people all the time, every day almost, somebody either in my direct network or extended network that is talking about battling some kind of a sickness or a cold or something along that line. And I keep saying, hey, take these. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Okay, all I can do is say to you, hello, I should not be sitting here talking to you. I should not be able to get out of bed and be functional. That's what the medical community says. And not just because of the accident, but because of the condition of my adrenals and my pituitary gland. They're like, you should be dead because of those. They told me that in my acute care rehabilitation. They looked at all the injuries that I've had, which I should have died because of those, and did, and came back. But they said, man, your adrenals and your pituitary gland, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because medically speaking, you shouldn't be here. Please go to cgrwellness.com. Not just because it's going to support the ministry, and it will. It'll feed orphans. It'll pay for sewing machines. It'll cover the expenses of our Bible school. It'll cause us to do. Go look and see what our plans are for 2023. We've got some great, great plans for the ministry in 2023. But it's going to take consistent financing in order for those things to happen. All I'm saying to you is purchase these products, something that you should be doing for yourself anyway. If you're not taking supplements, it makes no sense, honest to goodness. So you should be taking them anyway. Take them. Take these supplements. You'll be healthier. Your family will be healthier. And you'll be helping to bless the ministry as well, using finances that you're going to spend or should be spending anyway. I'm just saying, spend them here instead of over there. Get a better product, do more for your body, and help the ministry. I don't know. I'm 60 years old. The older you get, you feel like you've learned a few things along the way in order to get here. There's wisdom and logic in what I'm telling you. And if you had told me the same things 30 years ago, I probably would have done what a lot of you do and said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And it's the reason why I have to do the things that I have to do today, because that's exactly what I did. So take it from a guy who didn't do it exactly the way he should have done it and burned out his adrenals and his pituitary gland in the process. All right, enough of that. Dawn Jans is with me, sitting patiently. Greetings, my good friend. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Welcome to 2023, everybody. And remember that. Let's make 2023 the turnaround. As the evils of hell rise within a society, the forces of tyranny follow soon thereafter. Let me repeat that. As the evils of hell rise within a society, the forces of tyranny follow soon thereafter. 2021, we had more evils of hell rise within our society. We became less free. 2022, we had more evils of hell rise within our society. We had less freedom. Let's turn that around in 2023. Let's get rid, or start to at least truly, truly fight those evils of hell, and we will have more and more freedom. It's a historical fact, my friends.
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and drink the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. America was designed that we would drink the cup of the Lord and we would not drink the cup of devils. Period.
And what we are learning is that we are being told that the perversions of man are very, very normal. We are being told that not only what must we protect those perversions for these perverts, but we must promote those perversions amongst our whole society. Folks, that is the road to tyranny. That is the road to death. Let's make 2023 the year where we don't go down that road more slowly, but where we turn around and actually change course. May God bless us. May God help us. It's the only way we're going to do it is with the help of the Lord. Cannot be done otherwise.
Amen. Amen. There's no question about it. I was talking as we went in to the break from the end of last half hour. I broke in to a recording that I had done to talk specifically about the issue of Kristi Noem and her communications director and National Review editor Philip Klein basically wrote that Kristi Noem has this open hostility towards Ron DeSantis and so on, but this particular issue had to do with them pointing out her chief of communications basically saying, okay, you did sign something that protects babies at 15 weeks, but what about babies at 14? What in other words, is 3 months truly acceptable? And National Review and all these others are piling on against Kristi Noem's people's stance, and it's kind of muddying the reality, Dawn, of what they're saying, because what they're saying is abortion is the murder of a baby, period, at any stage, at any stage, it is the murder of a baby. Donald Trump, I had a pro-life person on earlier this week, day before yesterday. Taryn Rose Mandelberg was on with me from MRC and Censor Track. And, you know, they've been really focusing on reporting about the pro-life issue and so forth. And President Trump came out and said that the reason that Republicans lost the midterm is because they took too hard of a stand on the issue of abortion and wouldn't make room for exceptions. The life of that baby is every bit as important as the life of the mother. And in most of these instances, the percentages are that the decision for the abortion has nothing to do with health. It has everything to do with, I don't want to be a mother. I don't want to have the responsibility of a child, or I don't think I can, or whatever.
Or it's inconvenient.
Yeah, but the decision, folks, and we as a church and as a culture are failing these young girls. And this was one of the big things I talked about yesterday regarding we are created in the image of God. We need to protect this image. The idea that young people are being groomed and educated and indoctrinated in sexual behavior starting in kindergarten and preschool now is that this is why we've got this issue. The question shouldn't be, I mean, yes, there we have to make sure and determine that the sanctity of that life, but the real issue, Don, in my mind is the issue of the morality that is indoctrinating children in sexual behavior that they should not be being pushed into.
Why would a sane person want to do that? Why would a person want to go in and to corrupt a child's mind at the age of 5 and 6 and 7? Those kids really don't understand it. And that's all you're doing is you're corrupting that mind. Those kids should be outside running. They should be outside playing, jumping, doing all those things that children do. And our goal in the United States is to corrupt those minds, to promote those perversions. that bring about that corruption. The only reason that I can understand that anybody would want to do that, well, it's two. One is what every communist always wants to do, and that is to destroy the core family unit. The core family unit has to be destroyed in order for communism to work. The other reason is to groom that child for my pleasure as a pedophile, as a pervert.
Right.
What other reasons could we ever possibly have? Both of those reasons are destructive. Both of those reasons lead our nation down that road to tyranny, folks. And we have to, there is no compromise on this. We can't compromise on those principles. You cannot compromise on murder. When is it okay to murder? Well, we're told it's not.
Right.
Well, is it okay to murder a baby at 15 weeks? At 30 weeks? At 10? I mean, when is it okay to murder? We're told it's not. And we have to stand firm on our principles, regardless of what the political outcomes might be, because eventually, sooner rather than later, we will have to answer to God. And he says, well, why didn't you stand firm on principles? I told you. You knew it.
Right.
And right. You said politics.
Well, you know, and we're going to take a quick break here in just a minute. But Hosea chapter 4 is where it talks about my people perishing for a lack of knowledge. And here's what that says before that. It says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. This is serious, serious business. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Don Jans. And, you know, Don, that verse that I read, I mean, it's so appropriate for where we are. And I think it's so appropriate also for understanding, again, this battle that's taking place on the floor of the House right now. This is a battle regarding the principles under which we are going to move forward. And really, in my humble opinion, whether or not we are going to move forward. I shared something in the last half hour, by the way, and I'll share it with you very quickly because I don't want to bogart all of our time. But that is that... There's a document that was going to be signed, and was signed on C-SPAN on January 6th, 2 years ago, by Ted Cruz. It was a document that had been presented by Paul Gosar, and it was a challenge. Let's see, here we go. It's called an official Electoral College complaint. And if it is signed by a member of the House and by a member of the Senate, then it stops the Electoral College vote process immediately. And it demands that both houses go into debate. And in fact, they can actually send that debate back to the states. And Paul Gosar put that document forward, and Ted Cruz signed it at 1:15 Eastern time 2 years ago. And then, all hell broke loose. Mm-hmm. But that was intentional.
Yeah.
They knew Gosar was presenting that. They knew Cruz was going to sign it. And so they intentionally created all of the drama that they did on January the 6th in order to stop that process from happening. And that's what Loy Brunson's lawsuit is about. Go ahead. Final couple of minutes.
There's so much that we're learning. So much that we're learning. And a couple of things, and these aren't necessarily totally connected. But the first thing that we are learning is that there is this strong movement in the United States. And that movement is, as we were told on October 30th of 2008 by Comrade Obama, that we are we're about 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Vladimir Lenin told us that democracy is indispensable to socialism, and socialism is the gateway to communism. Democrats, that left, and I hate to just say the Democrats, because there's a large part of the rhino population that is included with them, are absolutely dead set on transforming the United States from a republic to a democracy, to socialism, to communism. They are, that is their goal. Nothing will deter them. They will go down in flames with that. The other thing that I think has become so obvious within our, during this debate on the speaker, is that we have politicians that have zero principle. They are truly politicians. We don't have statesmen anymore. Very, very, very few statespeople who say, this is my principle, this is where I stand. Expediency and convenience don't change it.
Well,
I will
not
accept a liar. And we know for a fact that most politicians are true liars. Kevin McCarthy is one of the biggest liars. He's proven this over the years, time and time and time again. We're not arguing about policy with Kevin McCarthy. We're arguing about character. And character no longer counts, but it should count. And until we start to demand character, statesmanship from our politicians, we're doomed. We have to remember that our leadership, and we were told this, our leadership reflects the people. And we have become a virtuous-less people. And we were told by some very, very knowledgeable people, a republic requires virtue. Folks, we must become a virtuous people again if we will remain free.
As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on iniquity. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Folks, that's what's going on. That's what's happening in our country. And the only ones that can stop it is Christians and believers. God is the answer through Jesus Christ, his son. It is the only answer. Don Jansen, I've been telling folks about the books, and I've got another set of books I'm going to be sending out, because thank you, Michelle, for your incredibly generous donation. We greatly appreciate it. And I'll be getting you out a set of books and a mug this week. So thank you for that. $100 donation, by the way. We'll get you those five wonderful books, as well as a Chosen Generation Radio coffee mug. I'll be back.
Contribute more?
I'm sorry?
Could they contribute more?
Yes, they can. And actually, Michelle did. She gave us $500.
Fantastic.
So God bless her for that. We really appreciate that. All right. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Chaps comes up with me on the other side for his monthly visit. We look forward to that. And anyway, yeah, we'll talk with him about that coming up. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. He joins us once a month, every month, on the first Friday of each month. And we begin our brand new Happy New Year with my good friend Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. Chaps, welcome. Great to have you.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. God bless you in Jesus' name. So honored to be on your show and this fine Friday, first Friday of 2023. Aren't you glad 22 is behind us?
I'm glad 2022 is behind us. I'm looking forward to 2023, but you know, there's certainly some humps to get over to get this year moving in the right direction, I think.
Yes. One of those, of course, is the speaker's race. Kevin McCarthy is apparently having a hard time becoming elected speaker, has now lost. Is it 7 votes or 9 votes?
11. 11 now. 11 now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just crazy. The Congress cannot be seated until we select a Speaker of the House. And, you know, there's other options out there. But right now, Kevin McCarthy is holding court.
Well, he moved himself into the office, which I think is a little presumptive on his part, because the fact of the matter is, according to what my sources have told me, he knew behind the scenes that he did not have the votes in order to get the 218 that he needed. He knew that. And rather than waiting and having the conversation behind closed doors and figuring out, okay, where are the real issues with regards? I mean, the guys that are holding this up, guys like Andy Biggs, guys like Chip Roy, these aren't lightweights. These aren't guys that are brand new coming in and they don't know what time it is or what's going on, or they're just trying to make a name for themselves. I mean, Chip Roy was Ted Cruz's original chief of staff. Chip Roy is the guy who actually was responsible for creating what became the Freedom Caucus. So these are not brand new individuals that are brand new on the block. These are guys. I mean, Chip was one of the guys a few years back when at the Christmas break, when no one was, when they had kind of dismissed everybody, they brought up a bill that they wanted to get passed, and they were getting ready with a skeleton crew to pass it. And Chip is the guy that stood up and said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't think so. We're not going to let that happen." So Chip has been a guy that's been principled with regards to these things. Byron Donalds is another guy that's very principled out of Florida. Kevin McCarthy needs to realize that we are not willing to settle and to continue to drink of the cup of the devil. And that's exactly what the Republican Party has been doing.
You know, having been a legislator in the Colorado State House of Representatives, I have some recollection, so to speak, of a great divide in the Republican Party. Now, this is going back 8 years ago. And I also remember talking to Tom DeLay maybe 20 years ago about his memory and experience of, being in Congress. That within the Republican caucus, there is a great divide. And the divide changes every year depending on what the issues are, right? Mm-hmm. So some people are, when I was in office, the big issues were pro-life and homosexual marriage, right? But those issues are sort of, they've evolved now. If you took a CPAC, a poll at CPAC, among the top five issues, it's now like border security and election integrity. Those are the top two issues, because those are what Donald Trump talked about a lot. But the issues migrate over time. What doesn't migrate is how many people find consensus among Republicans, and a few will always disagree. In this case, the conservatives are holding the line. And Tom DeLay established, I think, 25 years ago, what became the Republican Study Committee. Now they call it the Freedom Caucus. But he said the mission of the vocal minority within the Republican caucus is to hold them accountable to the platform, hold them accountable to the issues. When the leadership takes power, some of the first things that they do, like, for example, Mike Pence used to be the chairman of the Republican Study Committee. He was a good Christian. He was fighting on the issues. He helped me get 70 signatures for the right to pray in Jesus' name. But the moment you become the leadership, when you graduate from Republican Study Committee up to, let's say, deputy whip, now you're in charge. And this is the migration people like Steve Scalise have to make, right? He started out maybe when he first got elected 10 years ago as part of what we call the Freedom Caucus. But now he's in leadership, and now we're expecting greater things from him. The problem is he's got to make the rhinos happy. That is just the political calculus that Kevin McCarthy is trying to do. He says, well, I have more rhinos than I have Freedom Caucus. I have 218 votes, he doesn't have that, right? He has 199, and he needs 218. He's got to get there. And he's not there yet because you can't bring the Freedom Caucus together with the rhinos in the party and please them both at the same time. That is the calculus of leadership. They have a difficult time unifying their own party, and that's going to happen in every generation. It's just a surprise this year, the first time in 100 years, they're doing it out of the gate. They refuse to endorse him as speaker, and until he can get 218 votes as speaker, he will not be the speaker. Kevin McCarthy will not be the Speaker of the House.
And, you know, it's interesting. I sat with my local representative back 10 years ago. His name was Harvey Hildebrand. And we had very similar conversations because, as you've experienced there in Colorado, we're going through this quote-unquote migration right here in Texas. And the migration is that we've gone from being a red state to being a purple state. And if we're not very, very careful, we're going to slide into blue. Texas is going to go blue. And once Texas goes blue, it's over. There will never be a president or any other national office held by a conservative ever again. And it's the reason why, you know, last night Daniel Miller was on with John Solomon and Amanda Head on Real America's Voice, talking about we've got over almost a half a million signatures right now on a ballot initiative to succeed, that Texas would succeed from the union for that exact reason. That being said, we talked about this compromise issue and how that's going on. But the problem is, and this is one of the reasons why the rejection of McCarthy is so strong, McCarthy also went out and campaigned for and funded many of these rhinos in the primaries and knocked out the actual patriots. And that's one of the reasons why there's this significant pushback against him and a very real lack of trust. And I have to tell you, chaps, I am concerned that if we don't hold a hard line, there's not going to be a United States in 2 years. Biden's policies are going to destroy us.
Yeah, if Biden is reelected and the Democrats retake the speakership, retake the House and the Senate in 24, they are going to continue to marginalize, and they're united. I mean, there was some rumor about Kevin McCarthy appealing to maybe 10 Democrats, and he could still become speaker if only they flipped. They are in lockdown mode. Nancy Pelosi still has them under her thumb. She's still in the House controlling and advising behind the scenes. Not one single Democrat will break ranks, whereas the Republicans, they're breaking ranks. And it's over the division that you mentioned of the funding of campaigns. We had this in Colorado this past cycle where the Republican leader, his name is Hugh McKean. He passed away just around Christmas. God bless him. But he was funding all of the Rhino primaries against the conservative primaries. And this is back in June when Republicans were selecting their candidates. Yeah. And do you think the conservatives who survived, are they willing to vote with him when they come in, or do they feel a little bit betrayed and like they got stabbed in the back when their own Republicans were funding their own Republican enemies in the primaries? That's a hard thing to forgive in politics, because a lot of friends lost.
And we need to take a quick break. But what's being lost in the midst of all of this is you know, because it can become a question of, oh, so this is just a personal thing between. No, they represent, these conservatives represent a constituency within these congressional districts who are loudly, loudly saying, we didn't send you there to compromise. We the people, pardon the expression, but we the people are pissed off. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, as we're talking about this, chaps, and this is just I'm processing through all of this. At the end of the day, every single one of us will have to give an answer before God. At the end of the day, that's the litmus test. I don't care what you do. I don't care what political office and political caucus and it's not going to make any difference. At the end of the day, the question is going to be, did you honor God or did you not? And he's going to judge. But we know that the word says in that day, many said to me, I did this miracle, I did that miracle, I performed all, I did all these things. Matthew 7. And he says, depart from me, you who practiced iniquity. Iniquity. So what we learn from that is that these people were professing the name of Jesus Christ while practicing what God considered to be iniquity. When you allow a bill to pass, when you let a law go into place, and this is another trick, and you know this trick, they'll say, well, I co-sponsored that. That you got to look at the date when they co-sponsored it. Because what they do is this. There's a good bill that goes forward to try to do something that's righteous. The speaker, and we have this happen here in Texas, waits until he knows that that bill's going to die, puts it in committee, whatever. And then in the districts where that representative that he's got in his hip pocket is going to need to be able to tell his constituents that he signed on to it or whatever, then he signs on to it after it's a dead bill. Well, I warn those that participate in that kind of shenanigans and chicanery, God knows. And he's watching. And I've heard people describe what it's like to have the chemo go into your bone marrow and burn your bones from the inside out. That's hell. And that's where you're headed. You have a suggestion for a different Speaker of the House. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. And again, I'm not endorsing any of these people. I'm not opposing Kevin McCarthy. But let's imagine a world in which Kevin McCarthy cannot get the votes. You know, let's say it's 100 votes go by and he's still not the Speaker. What happens if he makes an announcement and says, okay, I give up? Who would replace him? Well, three names have been floated. Of course, Andy Biggs, congressman, wants to be speaker, and he's now getting votes in the Freedom Caucus against, but he cannot win the rhinos to agree with him. Andy Biggs will not be the speaker this year. I'll just put that out there. Jim Jordan, the leader of the Freedom Caucus, who is endorsing Kevin McCarthy, he's a great principled guy. He's right on the issues and he represents the platform. I might support somebody like him, but again, the rhinos in the party would rather vote for Nancy Pelosi again as speaker than somebody principled like Jim Jordan. So how do you get them on board? You have to select somebody who has already been voted into a Republican leadership post. And the only person that fits that bill that could get all the rhinos and all the Freedom Caucus to actually win the vote, regardless of the issues, is Steve Scalise.
Yeah.
And he's a solid Republican. He is the minority whip. He will be the House majority leader if McCarthy doesn't step aside. But if he does step aside, Steve Scalise is the natural selection, because he can get votes from both halves of our divided caucus. Mm-hmm. And he's already got them. He was almost unanimously voted minority whip in the past. So everyone has voted for him. He's a pretty good conservative. If you consider he's from Louisiana, the first congressional district, he has the track record of voting right on the issues. And he'll be a step to the right from our California golden-haired boy, Kevin McCarthy. I think Steve Scalise, plus the devil hated him so much, he sent an assassin to shoot Steve Scalise.
Yep.
With a bullet.
Yep.
You know, three or four years ago, he was, yep, almost killed and assassinated. Having, yep, survived that maybe God would anoint this man to step forward. I'm encouraging people to call the House of Representatives today at 202-225-3121. And say, we want Steve Scalise as the speaker. Kevin McCarthy should step down, but call Scalise's office and encourage him personally to step up and run for speaker, and maybe we can get this problem solved. 202-225-3121.
Okay. And I think you can do it at 202-224-3121 as well.
Yes.
I believe that's the number I have up on the screen is 202-224-3121. But I have no problem with Steve Scalise as the guy at all, chaps. I don't have any problem with that at all. I think it would be interesting, if Byron Donalds was given an opportunity. I understand that there probably would be rhinos that wouldn't go for that, which is really sad, quite frankly, because it would speak yards to the Republican Party as a whole. And he is a principled guy with a family and traditional values and a history, both in Florida as well as on the House so far, of standing his ground. And he made the move to come out and make that vote. But at the end of the day, the bottom line here is I don't think McCarthy is the guy. I don't think McCarthy will hold the line for us. And I'm very, very concerned about the amount of slide that could happen over the course of the next 2 years. I agree with you. If we get to 2024 and the Democrats somehow manage to get back into control again, that would be devastating. But I don't know, without the right individuals holding the line in the House right now, the next 2 years to me gets very, very, very ugly in a hurry. Just my thought.
It's going to be a challenge. It's time to pray. I know we only have a couple minutes here.
Yeah, go. Go ahead.
But Father in heaven, we honor you, and we elect you as Speaker, Jesus.
Yes.
You are the Speaker of our house, and we pray that you take up residence inside of your church and let the church rise for a moment like this, to be right on the issues, including pro-life, pro-family, pro-Israel, and especially religious freedom. God, defend those Christians and the policies that we need to survive the womb, to survive the persecution, so that the gospel may ring forth and many souls will be saved. Father, we pray for those in the Valley of Decision in Washington, D.C. We pray for our elected officials who are going to be seated in Congress, that they will repent, that they will receive the love of God in their hearts to do the right thing, even if it means stepping aside and being humble. Father, we pray that your anointed prophet would step forward and become the next speaker. Whoever that is, Lord, you select them and make it happen quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I so greatly appreciate it. PrayInJesusName.org. Be sure and get over to the website, PrayInJesusName.org. Chaps has tools over there to help you also to maneuver in this political climate as well, having had the personal experience of serving in the Colorado House. Thank you again, Chaps, for being with us. The Lord bless you. I look forward to having you back in February.
Okay, Happy New Year. I got to run for our own TV show. God bless.
God bless. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Stay tuned for Sandra Whitten and Texas Fully Loaded coming up right now.